Hello, everyone, and welcome to TGI Patreon Mini for the week of September 4th. I'm your host, Ryan Murphy, here to give you a preview of this week's Gamers In content. Sorry I missed last week. Thank you to all those that sent in their condolences. I really appreciate that. I was out of town last week as my grandmother had passed away, so I really do appreciate everybody who reached out on Twitter and Facebook and Discord and all that fun stuff. So I really do appreciate that. This week, I am back. I'm back in the Gamers Inn chair. Jocelyn, however, is traveling to DreamHack Montreal, so she will be out this week, and I will be joined by a guest host, this time Crofton Steers, returning guest host. You may know him from a podcast known as Good, Bad, or Bullplop, as I like to call it. That's my PG name for that show, but it's actually Good, Bad, or Bullbleep. Anyways, I don't know if I could say that. I've started to self-censor ever since I have small children because they repeat everything. Anyways, look forward to Crofton guesting on this week's Gamers In. We're going to be talking about video games. He's already mentioned that he's super stoked for Spider-Man. Unfortunately, we're going to miss that one as that's coming out on Friday, and we normally record on a Thursday. We'll talk a little bit more about Spider-Man later on. As for games I have been playing over the last 2 weeks, I've definitely been playing more Battle for Azeroth. I hit 120, so I can talk about that experience. I can also talk about the fact that I really despise the rep grind for quests that don't feel very fun. The war campaign is an interesting touch to kind of get you over to the other side, but it's just, I don't know, the quests don't land as well as some of the main quests do. And I would think if you're giving me a small bite of content every step of the way in terms of rep grinding, which it's not a step, it's more like a long jump. It's a lot of rep to grind. And my minimal experience opinion of the rep grind, I never really did much with it. But I just feel like if you're gonna gate it with rep, you should make the quests the best of your work. And I just don't. I don't feel like it's okay. It's not a kill 5 Borgs, collect 2 spleens type stuff. It's a little more advanced than that, but it's most of it is just introducing you to some of the world quests. So I don't know, maybe I'm preaching to the choir, but we'll talk a bit about that. Without Jocelyn there, I don't really have a much of a sounding board, so maybe I'll save some of that for when she returns. However, speaking of experiences that don't really live up to expectations, I'm also going to be playing Destiny 2 Forsaken, actually going to be playing both World of Warcraft and Forsaken after this gets posted. Forsaken came out today. I have not booted it up yet. I was tempted to not pick this one up, but it got me. I felt like I needed to play it. I did not buy the annual pass. That's something we've talked about in the past, is how Destiny sort of offers up their content. To break it down for everybody, you are required to own Destiny 2 and both initial expansions in order to play Forsaken. I don't know why. It's always just been the way they've done it. I mean, it's the same thing for World of Warcraft. You need every expansion prior to Battle for Azeroth to play Battle for Azeroth, I'm pretty sure. I guess don't quote me on that. But when it comes to Destiny 2, you're looking at an expensive package depending on how you've purchased it. And there are some options for those that are jumping in first and foremost. You've got the $50 option, which is what I went with. These are all Canadian prices. And then the $80 comes with all of it, I think. Destiny 2, both expansions, and Forsaken. And then there's like a more expensive option where it's like the digital deluxe edition, because they're selling you an annual pass for more DLC content on top of Forsaken, which is technically DLC content for Destiny 2. So it's really confusing. It's not a great setup, but it is what it is. It's a game without a subscription, so they have to kind of get their money somewhere for an expansion and for patches and stuff. So some content will be free, and we'll touch on that here and there, but I am going to try it out. I'm always in it for the story. I like the initial stories. I've shied away from the annual pass stuff because they've never delivered on those expansions in terms of story content. It's always too little for my taste. So That being said, I loved Taken King. So Forsaken is in the same vein as Taken King in that it's a true expansion to the game. So we'll see how that works. I'm going to play it and then I'll talk about it on the Gamers Inn this week. Other than that, Summoner's Call is still going strong. We are actually choosing our next game club game, and we are asking our fine listeners to chime in. We've set up a straw poll, so go to that straw poll. I'll link it in this notes. If you're a Fire Emblem fan, even if you're not a listener of Summoner's Call and you like Fire Emblem, I would love you guys to go check out that poll. Let us know what game you'd like us to play, because honestly, Fire Emblem Heroes makes up a good portion of Summoner's Call, but we've really tried to diversify that game because Eddie and I are such huge fans of the franchise, and I would say it's about 75% Heroes talk, 25% other games talk. We do go on tangents, but every other week, guaranteed, you're going to have a segment where we're discussing a certain portion. So Game Club allows us to go through an entire game. And we're getting close to the end of Shadows of Valentia, so we're choosing our next game. Voting closes at the end of this week, so get in there and vote. I'm going to be posting it on Twitter, Facebook, so you guys can't miss it. Definitely check that out. It's September, which means we're going to get some video games. That is, it's inevitable. A lot are coming out, and it's starting fast and furious. So September is a busy month, and you will see that on the Gamers Inn, because I think I've got like a game pre-ordered for every week this month. I'm just hoping that all the games I purchase in September will then spill over into October in terms of content for you guys. But Destiny 2 Forsaken, as mentioned, is available right now. You can go play that right now. Spider-Man is out on Friday, exclusive for the PlayStation 4. So I'm really looking forward to that. We are going to talk a bit. We're going to like pre-geek about Spider-Man on Gamers Inn on Thursday, because Croft and I are big fans of, well, he's a big fan of Spider-Man. I'm a huge fan of just Spider-Man games in general. I remember playing the GameCube version. There's a clip when the game was originally announced at E3 2016 where Garrett and I are covering the PlayStation conference, and we both freak out. Like a brand new Spider-Man game. Unheard of. Totally out of nowhere. So looking forward to that. Getting great reviews. So can't wait to try that on Friday. Caden's stoked as well. He loves Spider-Man, so we'll see how that goes, but I'll probably talk about that next week on the Gamers Inn. So a new Gamers Inn will record live this Thursday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern over on twitch.tv/thegamersinn. Be sure to join in on the conversation over on Discord by going to bit.ly/TGIDiscord. And finally, thanks for listening, and have a great week.